It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Hey, and we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How you doing, Josh?
Doing all right. It looks like spring, but it don't feel like spring.
That's for sure. We had I got involved in the annual Easter egg hunt again out in the park on Saturday morning. It was a little chilly, but we had 200 kids over there.
Holy cow.
Plus parents, so it was a lot of people. I guess that didn't keep them away from the egg hunt, but could have been a little bit warmer.
Yeah.
Took me like all day to warm up after that one. So
nice hot bath.
Yeah, right. How about you? Big weekend or...
Not really. Didn't
okay.
do much.
Okay. Well, we won't make you elaborate then, because you'd have to think, and, you know, like for me, that's kind of hard.
Especially on a Monday morning.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Private Jermaine Simon Adelman. Jermaine was born on March 23rd, 1925 in Big Stone City, South Dakota, and passed away on July 7th, 1986 in Bellingham. Entered active duty on February 26th, 1946 at Fort Snelling in the United States Army Air Force. Was honorably discharged just shy of 8 months later on October 14th, 1946 at Fort Lewis, Washington. He enlisted when... World War II was winding down, and the government was downsizing the size of their military. So he, convenience of the government is why he was separated. But served honorably for 8 months. He was earned a marksman badge with the M1 rifle, the World War II Victory Medal, and a lapel button for honorable service. So we thank you, Jermaine, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
Yep, thanks to the vets.
Absolutely.
Every day is Veterans Day in your office.
Especially in my office.
Well, we're talking about the Veterans Home over in Montevideo today. I had a story on that not too long ago, too, that was they're on schedule.
Yeah, we probably looked at the same press release. Came out on March 17th from Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Veterans seeking skilled nursing care in western Minnesota can look forward to a summer 2023 opening of the future Minnesota Veterans Home in Montevideo. Officials from MDVA, Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, shared that good news during a virtual meeting with Montevideo community stakeholders last week. So that had been the week of March 10th-ish.
Not too long ago.
No, about a month ago. Indeed, the most common questions MDVA leaders are receiving so far is regarding dates for when veterans can apply to live in the new nursing home and dates when the new home will open. The home will be located on a 13.5-acre site at the intersection of William Avenue and County Road 15. I've been telling people about a half mile behind Runnings.
Okay, that's clear enough.
Yeah.
Yep.
Groundbreaking was held on August 21st of last year, and construction started shortly after. It was a beautiful day for that groundbreaking. Me and a bunch of colleagues were there, and we got our pictures taken holding gold shovels. And
right. Looked like you're actually doing something with a shovel.
Hey, now.
Yeah. I've got a couple pictures.
We were digging into a pile.
I've got a couple pictures.
Yeah.
like that.
The Montevideo Veterans Home reflects a prairie-style inspired design that integrates natural materials such as wood and stone into the spaces. Public spaces include a town center featuring a small coffee shop and cafe, a theater / meeting room, family dining room, meditation room, chapel, and a club room. 72 residential units all have private baths and will be split into two sections and four neighborhoods of 18 residents each, avoiding long institutional feeling hallways. MDVA Senior Director of Veterans Healthcare, Simone Hogan, a very nice lady, discussed resident admissions and said that the home will be able to accommodate residents with dementia or Alzheimer's disease with a memory care unit. Number of rooms dedicated to memory care will depend on the residents who are admitted, so they can adjust accordingly. As the time draws near, MDVA will publish a number of communications regarding a timeline to submit residence applications. More information will also be available on MDVA's website at minnesotaveteran.org/futurehomes. All one word. To be eligible for admission, residents must meet the Minnesota Minnesota eligible veteran per Minnesota statute 197.447, or be the spouse of an eligible veteran, be a Gold Star parent, or meet the clinical need for skilled nursing care. Interested veterans can work with their local county veteran service officers.
That'd be you.
That'd be me. on the application process. For admission inquiries, you can email newhomesadmissions@state.mn.us. Carrie Bouch, MDVA Human Resources Director for the new Minnesota Veterans Homes, highlighted staffing needs for the new home with 164 employees needed to fill full and part-time positions.
That's a lot of jobs.
Yeah. Skill jobs.
Yes.
Roles will include a range of positions from home administrator and healthcare staff to housekeeping, maintenance, and food service workers. Hiring for leadership roles will likely begin this fall, with direct care and other staff being hired in phases leading up to the opening of new homes and beyond. For employment inquiries, email newhomesjobs@state.mn.us. And you can always go to minnesotaveteran.org/future homes, or you can call a veterans linkage line at 1-888-LINK-VET.
All right.
So we already took care of the veterans linkage line.
Hey, very good.
Information there.
Yeah. Worked that in there right nicely.
Yep. I've helped some veterans apply for state veterans homes applications in the past, and I'm continue to be happy to do so. So give me a call at 598-3445. We're located in the lower level of the courthouse.
Garden level.
Garden level, as you like to call it.
Keeps getting covered by snow every once in a while.
Once in a while. Yeah. I had somebody tell me recently that robin will get snowed on 3 times before the weather turns nice.
Okay. Well, I saw my robins getting snowed on just last weekend, so.
Yep. And the weekend before that, or?
And that weekend before that.
I think we're on our fifth winter right now.
They've been snowed on enough.
So. Yeah, that's enough.
All right.
It's time for spring.
So no holidays or anything this week? So you're in the office every day?
No, we were closed last Friday for Good Friday, but I'm in the office this week, and reach me by phone at 598-3445. I will be, I do have a few meetings that might take me out of the office, but so it's always better to call ahead before you come over.
Right. All right. Sounds good. How about that flag disposal or ceremony? Did you get over there?
I went over there on last Tuesday
last
in
weekend,
Dawson.
Yep.
The weather did not cooperate, just like it didn't last year.
Right.
It rained and windy. And
but got the flags properly disposed of?
Yes.
That's good. And, of course, now we can start all over again. If you have flags, you can bring them into the drop box by your office.
That's right.
Or drop them off here.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.
See you again next week.
Sounds good.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.